Joining us here on the show is one of the greatest kick returners in NFL history. He is a College Football Hall of Famer as well. He was named to the NFL's 75th anniversary team and the NFL's 100th anniversary team just last year. Joining us here on the show is Billy White Shoes Johnson. Billy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And good morning to you guys.
Good morning, man. It is so great to have you here on the show. I never asked you, because I haven't spoke to you since, what was it like to be named to the 100th team of all time, the 100th anniversary team, with all of the greatest players ever over a century of football?
You know, that it was awesome. It really was. It was, you know, you don't ever think about things like that when you enter the league or just playing football, even when you're in Little League. I mean, you dream of it, but it was one of those things. You were in awe. And you felt honored and blessed.
Many of the players that I've spoken to that were on that team said one of the best things was being with the guys that were on that team and just swapping stories and being amongst the legends and feeling like, wow, this is kind of one big, huge fraternity party. Did you feel that way as well?
Of course. I mean, and you know the stories that have been generated from just people coming together and just talking about the past and how fortunate we all are to have been selected. And it's just one good time, just like sitting around a campfire, I guess.
Yeah.
And sharing stories, but just knowing and being appreciated for the work that has been done over the years.
Pretty amazing. You know, you were defined by your white shoes and your funky chicken dance in the end zone, knocking those knees together, and those highlights are available on YouTube and shown forever for NFL films. And at the time, were you breaking out and being a personality that maybe the NFL wasn't quite ready for, or were you encouraged back in the 70s to just be yourself?
No, I wasn't either. I was just having fun. I mean,
yeah.
And definitely not trying to be a trendsetter in the NFL. At my size and coming in from where I'm coming into the league from where I came from is one of those things that, hey, I was just glad to be there. I wasn't trying to do anything in white shoes. Shoot. Hey, I'm just trying to keep a job, as they say. I never thought of trying to be a trendsetter.
You came in 1974 and were a 15th round pick. I mean, there's only seven rounds of the NFL these days. You were in the 15th round coming into the NFL. So what was your expectation coming into your first training camp with the Oilers?
Oh, man, you know, I came in at a good time. And I had everything to gain, nothing to lose. What the heck? They never, you know, said I would last past a week or two. And if I did make the team, no more than a year or two. So, you know, of course I was overwhelmed and wide-eyed, bushy-tailed at that time coming in, you know, something that people often dream about doing. But for me, it was one of those things that, hey, you're getting an opportunity, so try and make the best of it.
You've got a birthday coming up in just a couple of weeks, and I'm wondering, when you turn 69, can you still do the funky chicken? Will we see you at the birthday party doing the funky chicken?
I can still do that. That's a given, but it's okay. Going to cost you.
See, that's
it's going to cost you. Don't do it for free now. You know, I get a little older. I might have to get some insurance policies. Well, of course.
What do you consider your favorite play? Was it the Hail Mary for the Falcons? Was there something that happened with the Oilers? What is your favorite play?
Gosh, there's been a bunch of them. I mean, it's, you know, if you sit down and go through, I guess, some of the games you played in. I think one of the better games for me was playing in Cleveland when the ground was completely frozen, returning a punt on a real ice rink and in Cleveland. And, of course, there's a Hail Mary. But it's all fun because it's all turning the tide of a game and putting us in position to win.
How do you return a punt or a kick on a totally frozen field? How do you find your footing? How do you make the cuts?
Man, hey, your guess is as good as mine. All I know is that if they're coming after me, they're the ones who have to break down. If they break down too soon, I can run by them. If they're not in position to make a tackle, hey, it's to my advantage. And all the guys had to do was just, you know, touch them, and they would go by me. So It was to my advantage. But, you know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, we had the old broom ball shoes, which was like basketball shoes on a frozen field. It's the only way that I would be able to explain the footing. And we got them, and I said, oh, man. And they were white, too, by the way. So so I was able to keep my footing and just continue to move on.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Billy White Shoes Johnson is our guest this morning here on the show. Getting ready for the playoffs, is there a game that you're circling this weekend that you're really looking forward to?
Yes, I'm looking for the Ravens and the Bills.
Okay. Why so?
Well, because I think both of them are up and coming. They're hungry. Both teams have something to play for. Trying to change the tone of each teams of the past years. Ravens had a great chance. Had a great year last year with the MVP, Lamar Jackson. Then it didn't pan out for them, and the Bills turned the program around. And now they want to solidify it, showing people that it's not a fluke. So it's interesting to see the outcome there. They both have a lot to play for.
No doubt. It might be the best quarterback matchup of the weekend. We have Breeze versus Brady, but Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, these guys are in their primes, or just getting to their primes, and we get to see them in the playoff stage. When you see Lamar Jackson and do the things that he does, did you feel like it was a surprise that he developed into this type of quarterback? Because a lot of people thought that he would only be a running QB and never really be a passing QB, but he's proven those people wrong.
Well, he did, and I was glad he did, and I'm glad he never ran a 40.
Yeah.
They might have tried to put him somewhere else. I had a little insight there because I knew some people who saw him play. Louis, but I knew him personally. They knew he could play on that level as a quarterback. And I trusted their judgment. And seeing him throw the ball, I mean, he throws when he has to throw. He does what he's supposed to do. So I wasn't surprised. Now, what I was surprised was to see how well he ran the ball. And the only one who I could compare him to in that phase is Michael Vick. So when I saw him run, oh, boy, and get the job done, I said, yeah, he's something special.
Thing of beauty. Yeah, watching Lamar Jackson run through broken field, man, is a thing of beauty. Billy White Shoes Johnson joining us this morning on the show. Now, you're working on behalf of Pork Rind Appreciation Day and Southern Recipe Small Batch and Gridiron Greats. And we have spoken to a number of your colleagues before that are part of this, and this is a way to help supplement the incomes for a lot of the retired NFL players. And you've got a great group of guys together that have banded together, and all with Mike Ditka as well. So how's that experience been?
It's been good. I had a chance to meet Mike, you know, up close and personal, other than him coaching the other side of the field, when I got involved with this charity and what he does, because it's fantastic. And I mean, that charity fund really helps guys, former players, you know, who leave the field in their, you know, whether it's medical or mental, I mean, physical or mental, I mean, it's there for them. And he does a good job with it. And, you know, it's great to be on a team with a winner and a Hall of Famer. So it's really unique that over the years, he's been doing this, I guess, with Southern Batch Recipes, Small Batch Recipes, for the last 12 years. So it's great to be involved with something that's positive, especially nowadays.
Yep. The Pork Rind Company, Southern Recipe Small Batch, you can check out online at southernrecipesmallbatch.com. Also, Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund is a really important charity, as Billy was just talking about, with all these former players. There's more official information on that. And you can check out Pork Rind Appreciation Day by going to porkrinds.com and entering to win. It is very cool to catch up with you, Billy. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy divisional round weekend.
Well, thank you, and you guys too. I look forward to hearing and seeing some good things on this weekend.
Yeah, us too. Thanks so much. Billy White Shoes Johnson joining us this morning on the show.